You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. Thank you for joining us this week. I am so excited to introduce you to Jill Saskin-Gales, who you may have seen already on TikTok, where her account has blown up, providing Google support and training to small businesses and really anyone looking to get better at working with Google and all of the amazing Google tools that are available. And part of the reason she is so amazing at that is not only is she a very awesome, generous, helpful person, but she also used to work at Google. So there you go. She has some experience. You might, in those that are watching this, not listening, you of course can see in her background her very cool Google hat. So
very proud of my Google hat.
So Jill, what I love to ask always in the show is every amazing superhero has a origin story. How did you get to the place where you are today?
How did I get to the place where I'm at today? Well, I guess I need to start with what is the place that I'm at today? And I think the place I'm at today is I'm an entrepreneur and an educator and able to kind of bring those two things together for the first time in my life. And entrepreneurship and education are actually two really big parts of my origin story, if you will. You know, I come from a long line of entrepreneurs. My grandfather was first generation Canadian, couldn't afford to finish university, but he started his own business. And then my father started his own business and my oldest brother started his own business. So you can imagine what the dinner table is like in my house growing up. I was kind of the weird one in the family by going to work for a big company like Google for 6 years. And then on the educator side, my grandmother taught nursery school. My mother's a social worker. My other brother's a teacher. My sisters-in-law are teachers. And if you had asked me in high school, like, what are you going to be when you grow up? I would have said I wanted to be a teacher. So even when I was at Google, I tried to be an entrepreneur, developing new processes, launching new programs. And I was always teaching. I was always volunteering to teach Google Ads 101 or onboarding Googlers, whatever it might be. So it feels really surreal that I'm now in a place where like I get paid to help entrepreneurs and teach them and help them grow their businesses. So yeah, that's my origin story.
So Jill, I want to hear about your first time you opened up TikTok and what it was like for you and where you got to the place where you are today on this very exciting platform that really became really hot, especially during COVID.
Yes. So the first time I opened TikTok, I remember it so clearly. I had been on maternity leave for 18 months. My first day back at Google was March 3rd, 2020. So now we know what was about to happen. And I was trying to get up to speed on all the Google Ads changes, of course, but what a change in the digital marketing industry and the big changes that TikTok had launched. And so I thought the best way to understand this is to use it. And so I downloaded TikTok, just meaning to look at it for 15 minutes, you know, see what it was like. And 4 hours later, I came up for air. And I think anyone who's used TikTok before can understand that experience, but I was addicted. I don't watch anything else. I don't read anything else. I just every night of the pandemic, 3 to 4 hours a night, I watch TikTok. I can admit that here. And so after I left Google and was trying to figure out what to do next, I actually saw a video from another creator at Sell Anything Online. She's a great e-commerce creator. And she was talking about Google Shopping Ads. And it was the first time in more than a year on TikTok I'd ever seen anyone talk about Google Ads on TikTok. And I thought, wow, this video has like thousands of likes. There must be a demand for this. And so I just started creating videos for fun. And honestly, it was luck that within about 2 weeks, one of my videos just went viral, gained thousands of followers overnight. To this day, even though that video is now 2 months old, I'd say like 95% of my followers follow me after watching that one video. And it's an amazing community of marketers, of small business owners, of entrepreneurs. Yeah, I'm so grateful that I downloaded it to that cold night in March last year.
That's amazing. And what was the video about? What do you think? What caught the edge or the excitement of TikTok users?
I don't think it's the content. The video is actually about a free Google tool called Find My Audience. And it's a tool to understand different in-market and affinity audiences you can target on YouTube, but also across all Google products. But I don't think the tool itself is why people love that video. At the beginning, I say something like, you know, I just found something that I'm so excited to share with you, which is how I felt at the time. Because I realized when I had just found this tool before filming it, it was an external version of an internal tool that I had used every day at Google. And I love when I see that because as you might imagine, when you work at Google, there are amazing tools to understand consumer intent and demand globally. And most of that's only available if you work at Google or if you're one of the top Google clients. And so seeing this external version of a tool I loved, I was genuinely excited about it and to share that. And so I think it's that kind of insidery, here's this cool thing. I used to work at Google. I think that's what really caught people's attention, more so than the content of the video itself.
And your role specifically at Google, what were you in charge of? What was your domain?
Yes, I was an international growth lead at Google. So I was part of the Google Ads sales organization. And then within Google Ads, I worked with large customers, the ones who spend, you know, millions of dollars a year on Google Ads. And then within that, I was a specialist. So I wasn't in charge of managing any one specific client. Instead, my specialty was international growth, helping Canadian companies expand outside of Canada through Google's insights and ad products. And so I got to work across the entire Canadian portfolio of companies, helping them grow internationally. And then at certain points, I also had the chance to work with clients from around the world. Like I had colleagues all over the world on my team. So for example, one of my colleagues in Japan had a client who wanted to expand to Canada. So I would consult for that client. And in turn, they would consult for my clients expanding to Japan. So such a cool role. I got to be the first one in Canada to start this team. Got a new teammate after COVID, which was amazing. My partner in crime, I miss her lots. I miss all my Google colleagues. And yeah, and it was such a cool angle to see Google Ads and to get to know my clients through that international angle.
That's so cool. And now providing education, what's it like each day in and day out, providing this education both on TikTok and then, you know, through sessions and through workshops that you do? Tell me about that experience. What do you love about it?
What do I love about it? I've always loved teaching, and I love when I'm trying to explain something to someone in the most simple way possible. And I just see that light bulb moment go off for them. Like that's the adrenaline hit for me, you know, is when I'm able to teach someone something and they're able to put it into practice in their business. So I get to see that in so many ways now. With TikTok, it's a little one way at first. I put the video out there and think like, is this going to be the one that's going to get hundreds of thousands of views again? So far, just the one has, but engaging people in the comments, hearing how they've taken my advice and it's helped, I love. And then I also, you know, work with clients one-on-one, work with startups one-on-one. I love every week I meet with companies in the Elevate E-Commerce North Accelerator to help them with their marketing, not just Google Ads, marketing in general. And I love getting to talk about like tactically, if you implement free shipping on your business, what does it look like? Or if you rearrange your website that way, what's the benefit going to be? I didn't even realize how much I'd learned at Google about Google Ads and otherwise until I left and started sharing my expertise with small business owners, startups, large companies, everything in between. It's like, wow, you know what? I'm an expert. And I didn't realize that when I was at Google, and I do now. And I love just being able to share that expertise.
That's amazing. I love that part of your inspiration was you saw someone else on TikTok providing this education. Maybe share with us some of the other TikTokers that are providing some really awesome marketing education online.
Really awesome marketing education. Well, I have to start with at Sell Anything Online. Her name's Anaita. She's Australian, talks about building an e-commerce business. Used to talk more about marketing and now talks a lot about how to find products for your business, which is great. Of course, Todd Maffin, Today in Digital, he shares great digital marketing advice on TikTok. There's another, I don't know how to pronounce her username, Latea. She talks about content marketing, which is great. Jules talks about creating great content and great videos, which is awesome. And the one that's not in the marketing space, but is probably one of my absolute favorite TikTokers is Online Kine, Kine with a Y in it. She is a drag queen who talks about math problems and explains complex math theorems while in drag. And it's fascinating and entertaining and probably one of my all-time favorite TikTokers and a fellow Canadian.
That is awesome. Now I need to ask, why do you think it's so important to learn about Google AdWords? Why is that helpful to small businesses, micro businesses, even large businesses across Canada?
Someone I worked with at Google said it best, you know, Google Ads is the profit printing machine. And it's really true. And I've seen it time and time again. And so that's why I think it's so important for business owners, for founders, for large companies to understand how Google Ads works, even if you're not the ones pushing the buttons. Because for the first week or the first month, it's not going to work. And most people will give up. And that's the shame. But if you can and stick with it and optimize it and figure out how to make it work for your business, and if you stick with it, you absolutely will. I just seen time and time and time again how it becomes a money printing machine. You put a dollar in, you get $4 out every time. And like, who doesn't want a money printing machine? I've used Google Ads to build my own business. I had an MBA admissions consulting business I used to run, built solely through Google Ads. So while I admit I am totally still drunk on Google Kool-Aid, I've also used the products with my own money and my own business and seen it work as well as with my clients. And so that's why I just try to share as much education as I can because it's complicated. Google Ads is complicated. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah. And jumping to that, you know, there's the AdWords, which I think us as, you know, normal people who Google search see those AdWords. Tell me about behind the scenes, under the hood, Google Analytics and the importance of learning about that.
Absolutely. So Google Ads is one of the ways you can bring people to your website. Once they're actually there, whether or not they purchase or become a lead or whatever it might be, Google Analytics is what lets you know what's happening on your website. How did people get there? How are they behaving on your site? And then how are they converting or not converting? I'd say it's probably one of the most underutilized tools. I find a lot of people will install Google Analytics on their site and never look at it again. But sometimes you might say, oh, you know, my Google Ads aren't converting. And it turns out, well, no, your website isn't converting and Google Ads is not magic. So often when I am starting to work with a business, especially a smaller business, we actually start with Google Analytics, looking at their website, ensuring they're converting the traffic they are getting before adding some Google Ads fuel onto that fire.
And on the analytics side, tell me about Google Goals, which again, another thing, some people will install analytics, but forget about goals.
Forget about setting out goals. Well, a few things people forget to do all this right away. First of all, in Google Analytics, make sure you enable audiences like demographics and interests, which is how you can get free insights that Google already knows about people visiting your site. For example, what kind of things they're in market for, the affinities. The other free thing is connecting Search Console. Search Console lets you understand how you're showing up organically on Google. It's like the free side of Google Ads, so to speak. And you can connect that to Google Analytics for great insight. And then Goals is Google Analytics speak for conversions. And again, this is why Google can be so complicated. Why aren't they all just called conversions? But if there's certain things you want people to do on your website, you know, sign up for an email list, visit your pricing page, make a purchase, you can set those all up as goals in Google Analytics. You can understand the path to complete those goals, where people come from. And then, of course, you can connect Google Analytics to Google Ads so that you can start to put money behind driving people to complete those goals.
That's awesome.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
And I want to jump to one thing that is really cool, and I don't think people are aware of, is Google certificates and all that they have to offer. And again, what has often been a very unregulated, unmonitored, unaccountable industry with a lot of self-proclaimed ninjas and gurus. Tell me about what the certificates are and what they mean to you.
Yeah, so Google offers many actually different certificates in Google Analytics and in Google Ads. And so anyone can go onto Google's own website. It's called Skillshop, and become certified in Google Ads, you know, search, display, video. And actually, again, fun fact is those are all just external versions of trainings that Googlers take internally. I was pleasantly surprised to see how similar it was, which is maybe why I was able to pass them so quickly once I left. But they're really great. You know, they help anyone start to understand the way Google Ads really works. And it's actually part of the reason I'm so excited to teach with Jelly Academy in the fall, because I know that we're going to help your students to actually get their Google Ads certifications and pair that knowledge with like the in-platform knowledge that I'm going to bring to them of how to use Google Ads.
That is awesome. And those that are maybe on the fence thinking about, okay, you know, I want to get a job in digital marketing. I want to be like Jill. I want to do something awesome for my company or serving others through an agency. Those that are on the fence to think about getting their certificates. What's your encouragement or what's your advice for them?
What's my advice if they're on the fence about getting it? Well, I guess the big thing that would hold people back from getting it is time, right? We're all short on time these days, and how much time is it going to take? And so to that, I would say it really doesn't take that long at all. It maybe takes 1 to 2 hours to get through all the content. The exam goes really quickly. And if you want to be a digital marketer, if you want to do this for a living, like how great an opportunity that you can get full training completely free online. So I would say just do it. Even if you just complete one module of one, I assure you, you'll learn so much that'll really benefit you, especially if you want to pursue this as a career.
And you mentioned Jelly Academy. So again, first of all, this is totally free through Google directly.
Yes.
But those that want that extra assistance, and you'll be teaching this fall in the fall semester, what's that look like and where can they go to sign up there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Jelly Academy offers a 6-week digital training course. It's 3 hours a week. One of the sessions will be on Google Ads and one will be on Google Analytics. I'm so excited to teach both, and both will prepare students for their certifications. What we're going to do that's not covered in the certification is actually bring my practical experience. The certification tells you all the theory of how things work. And then for those who'd like to take this course at Jelly Academy, I'm then going to show you how to put that into practice and how it really works in the real world. And I'm so excited to share that with students in the course. And the other sessions will cover things like Facebook ads and SEO. And so people can go to Jelly Academy's website to learn more. There's lots of financial assistance available. And I'm just super jazzed to have another opportunity to help create more great certified digital marketers.
It's amazing. And you have a discount, of course, for those that are following you on TikTok and those that are friends and family of yourself.
I do. Yes. I'll be sharing more info. If you'd like a discount off your course, you can sign up for my email list at jill.ca or follow me on TikTok. I'll be sharing it there. Breaking news for those who are watching my TikTok live right now. And yes, I'm just really excited to be able to teach there and meet these great students who will be from Canada, but also all over the world.
It's amazing. Yeah. And again, the government, and I know this for Canada, I don't know about other parts of the world, but the Canadian government is covering 60 to 100% of whatever tuition that is left over after the discount. And those that are Indigenous, the amazing folks at Best Buy are also supplying any sort of hardware needs you might have. So any sort of cell phone or laptop needs. So huge shout out and kudos to Best Buy for stepping up in such a great way.
And actually, if I may, one of the reasons I decided to teach with Jelly Academy, because there are a lot of influencers out there who offer courses, you know, I'm going to show you how to grow your business and do what I say to. And so I thought of like creating my own courses, but I love, first of all, the Jelly Academy is Indigenous owned and offers financial support to women and people of color and is fully accredited by all the different Canadian provinces. It's just, it lends such legitimacy. And so I feel better directing my 27,000 plus followers to take a course that's really going to prepare them for their careers and isn't just like me as an influencer saying you can do what I do if you just take my course. That legitimacy and truthfulness about like where it's coming from and where your money is going is what really appealed to me. And so that's why I wanted to join and teach there.
That's awesome. So Jill, do you have any more nuggets of like even maybe some small little fun things that people can do, you know, today or this week to their site or with Google that you haven't shared already? Like those, that analytics knowledge was incredible, but any other little gems you want to leave listeners with?
Ooh, little gems to leave listeners with. Well, this one isn't a Google specific tool, but I've noticed with my own anecdotal experience that one of the quickest ways to get your website ranking on Google is actually to post it on Pinterest. Because Pinterest pins are crawled by SEO. So when I first launched my website, you know, Google doesn't know from day one that I have a website there, but I was posting it on Pinterest. My Pinterest pins showed up on Google before my domain did on its own. And on a related note, one more thing that a lot of people don't know is that anyone can sign up for a Google My Business account. It's free, and you can get one even if you're not a physical business. So you just go business.google.com. It takes a few minutes to sign up. They send you a little postcard in the mail, which I think is so quaint for a company like Google, just to verify that you are who you say you are. And then again, you can show up on Google for free, even if you're a services business like I am. So two more hot tips for you.
Jill, I think just for fun, and I'm sure your followers and, you know, on TikTok would love to see this. Tell me a bit about what's behind you right now. Describe, because I think not only is your hat really cool, but the giant wooden Lego person I think is amazing. And I just think people need to see what this is here.
Sure. So yes, the giant wooden Lego person I actually bought as a gift for my husband, but then I liked it so much I took it into my office. I bought it on Etsy a few years ago from someone, I wish I remembered his name, but he lives in Buffalo, New York. Okay. He makes furniture for a living and tries to sell his furniture, but all people want to buy from him are these Lego men because they're awesome. So that's that. My Google hat is my Noogler hat. So everyone who joins Google gets one of those hats to wear the first time you go to an all hands meeting. And actually beside it is a sculpture from my grandfather, who I mentioned earlier. After he died, I got that sculpture that was in his home, and it's of three dancers. And I used to dance competitively and love to dance. So yeah, and then I have just trinkets from my travels. The David from Florence, which my toddler says, "Look, it's daddy." Mm-hmm. Not quite, but nice compliment. And, you know, the queen, because my husband's British. So I love to have all these trinkets behind me just to bring a smile to my face when I'm on these video calls all day.
That's awesome. And what's a good like marketing book, business book that you recommend? Like, we're going old school here. So there is TikTok for education, but to talk about like the books that you could even get from the library or the bookstore.
So a book, I sometimes am loath to recommend it because I'm not a huge fan of the political beliefs of the author. So with that caveat, 0 to 1 by Peter Thiel is an excellent business book. I'm actually the VP of growth for my husband's company, Innate.ai, and everyone who joins his company has to read that book when they start. And at first I was like, oh, you really make me read this, but it's short and it's really insightful and really changed the way I think about business. So that is one that I get it from your local library or support your local bookstore when you buy it.
That's awesome. Well, Jill, anything else that you want to leave listeners, viewers, watchers, live streamer experiencers with as we close up our interview for today?
Yeah, I think the last thing that I would want to leave everyone with, and this is, you know, I alluded to it earlier about Google Ads. You know, Google Ads can absolutely be the money printing machine. I've seen it work, but it's not a quick fix solution. People think when I turn on paid ads, boom, my website's going to blow up overnight. You have to start with your website first. You need to build the fire before you pour gasoline on it. It's my favorite analogy. If your website doesn't convert, if you don't have product market fit, if you aren't selling people you want, ads will make the problem worse, not better. So I'd say first, really focus on having a great product, a great offering that people want, and then add ads and give it some time to learn. The smaller your budget, the longer it'll take to see results. And so you just need to be patient, but it is so worth it because when you get there, oh, you have the set it and forget it money printing machine, which is what everyone loves to have.
And you mentioned SEO earlier, search engine optimization. How often do you get asked as someone who worked at Google to say, can you show me the map? Can you tell me how SEO works? Because you work there. Do you have a diagram of the machine, the algorithm machine? Like, how often are you getting people being like, can you just help me out here?
People ask a lot, but what people don't realize actually, when we work in Google Ads at Google, they actually intentionally do not teach us about SEO. So anything I know about SEO, I've actually learned since I left Google. And that's because even though to the end user, when you search on Google, you just see the ads and then the organic results, behind the scenes, they work on two totally separate systems. And that's really important, I think, for businesses to understand. Like, paying for ads can get you to the top of the ads, but does not get you to the top organically. They're totally separate systems. So I talk a little bit about SEO, the basics that I understand, but by design, I'm not an expert just because the Google Ads sales org didn't want me to be, since it is a totally separate discipline.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give a big thank you to you, first of all, Jill. Thank you for joining us today. I'm so excited for the fall semester of Jelly Academy, for students to join you, experience it, get certified, get jobs, get promotions, which is so
yes.
Great about those, the proof in the pudding, the certifications, passing the bar for digital marketers. And secondly, Tristan Lee, who's been on the show before from Google, thank you so much for the introduction.
Thank you, Tristan.
Yeah, it's so great. So great. And if you haven't listened to Tristan's episode, back in the archives, a great episode of Google's work with small businesses across Canada. But thank you again, Jill, for joining us on Marketing News Canada.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you again for watching Marketing News Canada. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.